Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day, the day that no one else knows what today holds but our God. No one else has ever been in this day but our God. So we are excited and we are ready to receive everything and anything that our Lord has installed for us on this day. We are ready to be led by His Spirit, for He is the one who orders our steps. So we are excited. Today is Friday, September the 10th. So it's the 10th of September 2021, and we are just excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends, because we have Him. Yes, He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we thank God for He is our deliverer. He is our Savior. He is our Master, because in Him we live and move and have our being. Without Him, we can do nothing. He is the air that we breathe. He is the life that we live. So we just thank God for what He is doing. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer as we are praying in agreement, for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. So we are more than two here. We are more than three, and we have the assurance and the backing of the Holy Spirit, of God the Father and God the Son. So we have Trinity on our side. So we're going to say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God three in one. We say unto you, who is able to do abundantly, exceedingly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We thank you. We honor you this morning. We thank you for your love, the love that covers a multitude of sins. We thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord. You cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. We do not want the accuser of the saints, the enemy, the devil, to accuse us, to have anything to accuse us of. So we pray, Father God, that you forgive us. Yes, whatever it is we have done that is not pleasing to you, whether by thoughts, whether by deeds, by submission or by omission, Lord, we pray that you forgive us, Father. We thank you for your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love, Father, the love that covers a multitude of sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because this morning, Father, we are persuaded that nothing can separate us from your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are persuaded, Father God, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things that are present, even the things that are to come, they cannot separate us from your love. Yes, even the height, Father, or the depth cannot separate us from your love, because your love reaches to the highest mountain. Yes, your love reaches to the deepest valley. Your love reaches where men cannot reach, Father. We thank you for that love that you have shown to us, that you extended to us, that you sent your only begotten Son. Yes, Lord Jesus, the one who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly, the one whosoever believed in him, Lord, would not perish but have everlasting life. We thank you for everlasting life in the mighty name of Jesus. So we come this morning, Father God, with confidence. Yes, this is the confidence that we have, Father, in him, that if we ask anything, anything according to your will, Father, we know that you hear us. Yes, and if we know that you hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have our petitions and our desires being met, Lord. For you meet all our desires. You give us the desires of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We magnify you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, for there is no any other God but you. We lift up our eyes unto the hills, Father. We lift them up unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. We thank you, Father God, for you, the one who keeps Israel. You neither slumber nor sleep. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for you are our keeper. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he who dwells under the secret place of the Most High, hallelujah, yes, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, this morning, Father, we confess with our mouth, we decree and declare that you are our Lord. You remain our refuge, our hiding place. You are our fortress. You are our rock, Lord. Yes, our solid rock, Father. You are our God, and we trust you, Father. For some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord our God, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And we know, Father God, when we run to you, Father, we are safe. We thank you for safety, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for encouraging us, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we do not get weary. We don't get tired in doing good, because we know, Father God, that in due season we will reap, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we don't give up, Father, even if the enemy might try to entice us and try to pull us aside and try to distract us, but we stay focused, Father God. We do not give up. We keep on trusting you, Father. We keep on seeking your kingdom and your righteousness, Father, because we know that all these other things will be added unto us. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you. We thank you for wisdom. Thank you, Father God, for giving us wisdom, Father God, because your word, yes, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. So this morning, Father God, if there is any area in our lives that needs your wisdom, that needs us to do better, yes, we pray, Father God, that you give us the wisdom, and we pray for the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, the one who teaches us the hidden things of God, to reveal it to us, what we need to do, in the mighty name of
Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, because you give it generously. You do not hold back. You do not withhold, but you give us the wisdom, Father, yes, to make good decisions, to make sound decisions, even some among us, Father, under the sound of my voice. They are on the crossroads right now of life. They need to make a major decision in their lives, Father. I just pray, Father God, that they will hear that soft voice that says, this is the way, walk in it. Not only hearing it, but being obedient, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you order our steps, Father. We thank you that we continue being strong, Father. Yes, and being courageous, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we continue to seek you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we trust you, Father God, with all our hearts, and we do not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, in all the things we do, we acknowledge you, we put you first, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we do know, Father God, that yes, you seek those who worship you to worship you in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the time, this is the hour, and you are the way, the truth, and the life, in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue, Father God, to believe you for salvation of our family members, our brothers and sisters out there who do not know you, Father, those who are still in darkness, those who are still sinking in sin. We just pray, Father God, that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Soften their hearts, Father. Yes, that when you stand at the door of their heart and you knock, Father, that they will let you in. They will open the hearts, the doors of their hearts, Father, and believing you, Lord, and trusting you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we call them forth, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come. Whatever the stronghold it is that is holding them, Father, we just pray right now by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus, that they be released in the name of Jesus, that they be loosened in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is, the substance abuse, whether it's alcohol, whether it's alcohol abuse or prescription drugs or illegal drugs or any other abuse they can do, whether to themselves or to others. Yes, against this spirit of prostitution and human trafficking and abuse of children, we come against this spirit of abuse in the mighty name of Jesus, and abusing the children and molesting the children, those people who are supposed to be caretakers of these children, and they are taking advantage of them and abusing them. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. I pray, Father God, not only for their salvation, but that they be exposed and that they will get the help they need and be dealt with the laws of the land, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. I pray, Father, for some who are just manipulated by these evil spirits. Yes, and just do evil and just being driven by the spirit of murder. They do not care about the life of others. They just go around and kill other people. So I pray against this spirit of murder, this spirit of racism, this spirit of abusing others and those who abuse their authority in positions of authority and they take advantage of the weak. We thank you, Father God, because you are the defender of those who are weak and those who cannot defend themselves. For you are our Abba Father. You are the Father to the fatherless. In the name of Jesus, and you are the Father and the defender of those who cannot defend themselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, this morning for the deliverance, for the healing, Father, for the restoration, Father, yes, of lives and families, Lord. We pray this morning for families, Father God, whether it is a blended family, whether it is a single parent household family, head of house family, or whatever status of the family, you care, Father God, for each and every one of us. So I pray, Father God, that these families, everyone, to love each other, Father, the brothers and sisters and mothers and their children, fathers and their children. I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the husbands will love their wives as Christ loved the church and be the priests of their households and lead their house, their families to the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and likewise, wives and submitting themselves to their husbands, their only husbands, in the mighty name of Jesus, and teaching their children and loving their families, Lord. I pray, Father God, for order for each and every one of the family members to function the way they should function. I pray for order and I pray for love, Father. Yes, love among each other. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that every family member understands that they are part of the team. They are on the same team. They are members of the same body. That is the family. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I pray for disorder, against the disorder in these families, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, but I release the love of Christ. I release the peace of God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for the provision, Father, that they will not lack anything, Father God, but be overflown with the power and the love of Christ in these families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that the parents, you give us wisdom that we do not provoke our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and children obeying their parents, Father. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for the restoration of families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that as a family, we worship and praise you as a family, that when we go to the house of worship, to church, it's an extension of things that we already do at home, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. We release your healing power, Father. Yes, you are our healer. You heal all manner of diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. So I thank you, Father God, for you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God, our healer, the one who heals all manner of sicknesses and diseases, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed, for you were wounded for our transgressions, and you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. So this morning I release the healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that does not lose its power, the blood of Jesus that does not expire, the blood of Jesus, that reaches where many medication cannot reach. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that heals all manner of sicknesses, mental sicknesses, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's Alzheimer's, whether it's dementia or schizophrenic or any kind of distress and anxiety and depression, and even some who are nervous and are suicidal, we come against this spirit of suicide in the mighty name of Jesus. For Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we release abundant life in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for your healing power. Yes, for healing is the bread of the children. So we release the bread of healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Whatever, yes, whether it's the back pain, the knees, or whether it's a headache or internal organs that are not functioning well, I just pray, Father God, for your healing power, Father. All these cancerous diseases, some cancers that we cannot even pronounce or read, we have not heard of them, whatever pestilence that is going on, disorders going on in your people's bodies, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus right now. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for you are our healer. Yes, I pray, Father God, for your children, those under the sound of my voice who are having some discomfort in their bodies. I decree and declare order in their bodies from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Anything that is out of order, I speak order right now. I declare order in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, the lungs to start functioning well, the brain, yes, the bones and everything, the bladder, yes, to start functioning well. All the organs, Father, that are out of order, we decree and declare order right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, and some among us who have been infected, violated by this demon, this virus of COVID. I decree and declare life, Father, restoration, Father, of their senses of smell or taste or any other senses that have been disordered and that are in discomfort. I release, Father, the healing power of the blood of Jesus. I release order right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. I pray, Father God, releasing your Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. We have some who are going through the time of grief right now, lost their loved ones for one reason or another, Father. Some have gone because of this COVID, Father, and some with other various diseases and issues, Father. Right now, Father God, we release the comfort of the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, in the mighty name of Jesus, especially at that midnight hour when everyone else is quiet and sleeping and everything is quiet and their minds are wandering and the enemy wants to manipulate and torment them mentally. I just release the Holy Spirit to comfort our friends and families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are our God, and there is no any other God but you. We praise you, Father God, this morning. We honor you, Lord. Yes, we give you glory this morning, for you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You are our refuge, Father. You are our fortress. So, my brothers and sisters, the lines are open right now. Let us open up our mouths and raise up our voices and just praise our God. Let us just praise him. We are not going to depend on anything. We are not going to ask for anything, but to praise him. He has woken us up this morning. We are here. We have sound coming out of our mouth. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by his spirit. It is by his strength. It is by his love, because there is a lot
Daniel, yes, you answered by fire. You showed up in the
fire in the
Thank you for making all the crooked ways straight and smoothing all the rough
places in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for you. When you arise, thank you, Father God, for arise, oh God, arise and let your enemies pass us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for being on my side, Lord. For greater is you who is in me than he who is in the world. Thank you, Father God. Even if the enemy might come to me in one way, but in seven ways, for greater is you, Father, who is in me than he who is an enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are God. The battle is won. We feel this blessing, Lord. We feel this breakthrough with the blood of Jesus, that it is permanent. And the enemy can only see for us. It is done. By the precious blood of Jesus. Yes, the battle is won in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your grace. You are the burden lifter.
Thank you for lifting our burden, Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honor you, Lord, for the breakthrough. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. So, my brothers and my sisters, I do believe that the presence of God is here, and the water has been treaded, and whosoever had jumped in, whatever it is that has been going on as we were praising him, whatever it is that has been against you, I do believe that it is broken, and you have received your breakthrough. Whatever it is that has been crooked, then the Lord has made it straight as we were praising him. Whatever it is that has been rough, that has been a prick on your side, the Lord has taken care of it as we were praising him. So I do believe that we have received some breakthroughs this morning. So I am going to ask you just for a minute so that we can read our scripture of the week, to mute your phones for me, and we will be right back. And praise God for those breakthroughs you have received. But I just want to take a minute and read the word, our scripture of the week, which is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. And I'm reading, I have NIV open. So I'm going to read it from the New International Version, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen, amen. So we just thank God for his word. This is just a reminder. We had a wonderful week, and we have been encouraged all week long, and I just wanted to touch base with you and remind you about this scripture. And if you would go back and read the whole chapter and go back, and if you missed Tuesday teaching, I would encourage you to go back and listen on the Tuesday teaching. We had wonderful, wonderful teachings on trusting God and believing in him. He is the giver of life, and all these blessings, all these things we are pursuing, he will give them to us. And if you have a pen and a paper, if you would write down Proverbs 14 and 12, that can be your read for the weekend, that you know, that we trust God. We have to make a choice. This week, this teaching and the word is leaning for us to make a decision, to make a choice, and to choose life instead of death, to choose a blessing instead of a curse. There are so many things going on in the world today that requires us to make a decision. And do not comfort yourself in thinking that if you do not take that bold step and make a decision, that you haven't made a decision, because not making a decision is making a decision. You have defaulted for someone to make a decision for you. So we need to choose, as Proverbs 14:12 also says, that there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. So if you choose a way that appears to be right, but the end of it is death, you have chosen death. But we thank God, because we have the Holy Spirit. We have God the Father, God the Son. They help us in our decision making. If we trust them and we ask them for help, he will give us wisdom. And Proverbs 16:9, it says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. So we need to trust God. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it is regarding your family, whether it regards your business, whether it regards your neighborhood, or regards your whatever. It doesn't matter. We have to trust God. We have to put our plans and trust God to lead us. So as we make decisions, and I would like to end with Ecclesiastes chapter 12. You can write that down as well. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. And it says, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his command, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. So there is nothing hidden from our God. So this is the conclusion. Everything that needs to be heard is heard. Everything that needs to be told is told. We know, we have heard from the word of God. We have all the resources we need. But the conclusion to the matter is to fear God and to keep his commands. And for this is the duty for all mankind, all people, all creation. For God will bring every deed into judgment. Whatever it is, he will bring it into judgment, including those things that are done in hidden places, those things that are being labeled today as secrets, as nobody knows, they will be revealed. They will be brought out to surface, whether it's good or bad. This is the conclusion. And we need to choose God. We need to keep his commands. And we need to love him. And I thank God for this body, for this platform, because we are on the right track. Every day we are encouraged about on the word of God, to seek his word and to obey him. And that's what we are doing. And I thank God for this body of Christ. So the lines are still open. We're going to give you an opportunity so that we'll see who is here. And if you have a praise on your heart, you want to praise God out loud, you can do so. And if you have a prayer request, we can take the prayer request as well. So the lines are open. Let's see and hear who is here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Good morning.
Are we here?
Yes.
Good morning.
Lois. Good morning. Good morning. This is
Lois. Go ahead, Sister Lois.
I ask for traveling grace this morning as we travel to Atlanta. And I ask for a prayer for my wrist. I think I've got copper tone. And to release the pain and numbness from my hand. And everybody have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary here. And I'm requesting prayer for my daughter, Cece, who's having some medical challenges and need just to make the right decision for the doctor and trust God with the issue. Thank you.
Amen. We're in agreement with you. Apostle Hosley and Evangelist Hosley here. We thank you for the prayer this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. We thank God for the miracles that he worked so great this week.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. And we just ask that you keep us and the family in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Yvonne. I just thank you for the word this morning.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I just like to say good morning to everyone. And I meant to put a text out. I missed being on the prayer line, but y'all were with me in my heart. I have been going through rough times, pain, not being able to sleep at night. And this week I had three appointments in a row, and so I hadn't been able to make it because they were like early, and I couldn't sleep at night. So. And I just praise God that I finally got in a rehab where I can near the house. The doctor, when I first saw him, because since I've been back to Atlanta, it's been so backed up and therapy backed up, you know, been going like 2 weeks. So now I'm getting 3 days a week, started this week, and the girl is really good. And today is the first breakthrough. Like yesterday, I kind of got a little breakthrough, so it's getting better. I haven't experienced this part of my healing before. And I just claimed God, you know, I received that, what we were praising, when I was praising God for my complete healing. And I've been working on my own, even though I was painting, and I'm getting to where I need to be. So I just want to thank y'all for the prayers, and I miss y'all. And And just say y'all have a good weekend.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We'll be praying for you. Yes, God, for you, Jesus, that to complete and be completed. Hallelujah, that he will continuously bless you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. I'm excited for you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody's getting some heavenly sleep. I know they're doing well.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Good morning.
I thank God this morning. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I told you everybody has said. Go ahead.
I was just wanting to say this is Teresa. I'm listening, and good morning to everyone. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Teresa.
Good morning. Did you say any other? Amen.
Good morning, it's Janice.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Janet.
Morning.
First thing. Yeah, I thank God this morning, and I would like to thank each and every one of you for your prayers. I had a safe trip and had a great time with my sisters. We do this every year, and last year was a little bit challenged with COVID, so this year I think everybody was anticipating, and it just worked out well. I had a safe trip and came back home. Everything was in order, and I know it is your prayers, and had a great time. So I thank God. I'm so excited and energized right now. I'm just energized. And continue to pray for my extended family in Zimbabwe, and continuing praying for our Zimbabwe project. And this next project, we are going to be doing some blankets, because this past winter, you know, we have opposite seasons. When we are summer here, they are winter. So they are just getting out of winter. It is getting a little bit warmer now, heading towards the summer as we are heading to the winter ourselves. So what most of the requests and messages I'm getting from the children is that it has been very cold, and they are very cold. So my prayer and desire, I'm putting things together, and when I'm done, I will reach out to Pastor Darlene, and then I'll give you an opportunity, if anyone wants to help, is to get each and every child a blanket, not the small throw blankets, but the twin layer blankets, the warm blankets, that every child will have one. Because what is going on is they might have two blankets for three kids, meaning one blanket they put on the floor and the other blanket they cover themselves. So there's a lot of pulling and whatever, and some of them are already worn out and torn. So they had a lot of cold and this winter. We want to buy a blanket for each other. My prayer and desire is to, as soon as their summer is over and going into winter, they will have sales. So we want to get the finances together so that we'll catch on those sales and buy those blankets on sale to prepare for the next winter. That will be my prayer. So keep me in prayer, and for each and every one of us. And if there is no one with another prayer request, let us go before the Lord with these needs that have been brought before us, for traveling mercies, for our sister Lois, who will be traveling this winter, and to pray for
her, also her healing, the numbness on her wrist and the pain, and continue to pray for Sister Marie that the pain will go away and that she gets herself back in shape, and whatever other things that she's going through and everyone else. Because there is a battle, but we are on a race. And the good part is, as we run this race, we are victorious, because greater is he who is on our side than he who is against us. And continue praying for the families. I know Apostle Horsley said to pray for his family and all the families. We cannot pray enough for the families and anything and everything that the Holy Spirit might bring to your attention. So let us pray together at the same time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for Sister Lois, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you and continue to heal and touch the Mary's body. In the mighty name of Jesus, that this pain will subside and the rehab she's going through, that she moves from glory to glory and will get better and better. In the mighty name of Jesus, that your muscles get stronger and function well. I thank you, Father God, for every family that is represented here for this prayer line this morning. You know the desires of our hearts. You know what is out of order that needs to be put in order. You know, Father God, what is happening this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for your mercy that is. You are a forever, and your grace that is sufficient. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. Yes, even this weekend, Father God, we thank you that it is going to be a very good weekend, a peaceful weekend, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for calming the storms and that the weather will be good, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you and we pray. And it is done by the precious blood of Jesus that the battle is won. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. We honor God for his healing power and for giving. I didn't say it out loud, but I remember this. I was praying for Sister Mary's daughter, Sissy, for favor, for whatever the medical challenges she's going through. For God to give you a breakthrough and that it is successful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we thank each and every one of you and that you have a very good weekend, that your weekend, this weekend is going to be better than last weekend. You thought you had a ball last weekend, but this weekend is going to be much, much better, even more. So we thank God and we glorify his name. So at this time, I am going to leave the time to Pastor Darlene in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, I just thank God for today. Thank God for you casting the last and sharing the word today. And as we have gone through this entire week, we've heard some wonderful scriptures and encouragement from our Sister Marie on Monday. We thank God for our Sister Chris on Wednesday, Apostle Horsley and his wife on yesterday, and then today. You know, each and every day we get some good food for the soul, and we're getting these awesome prayers, and God is answering prayers, so that's the important thing. Yesterday as I was out doing my walk, I was just thinking about how God has just blessed us to be able to come together and, you know, pray and be in agreement with him and with each other. Because when we are in agreement, we can put the enemy to shame. We can put him out of his position of trying to control people. So we just thank the Lord for just the power of agreement, the unity, and the one accord spirit here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. It's just so awesome. So I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you will continue to just keep your eyes on the prize. And I pray for, I'm just going to call these names this morning, that God will continue to bless each one, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Wonderland and our Pastor Stanastica, Sister Yvonne, Sister Marie, our Sister Charlotte, our Sister Mary, our Sister Glenda, our Sister Teresa, our Sister Lois, our Sister Grace, our Sister Janice, our Sister Linda, our Sister Deborah, our Sister Juanita. We just pray that God will continue to bless and strengthen and encourage and uplift each and every one of us. And those names I may not have called that have been here down through the years, we just pray that God will continue to bless our families and draw them to Jesus Christ. And as we are leaving today, I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. And any curse that has been sent our way shall turn into a blessing. In the name of Jesus, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for all the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare no accidents or incidences as we travel. We continue to keep the Bowden family lifted up in prayer as they're going through this situation that they have had to deal with, but the Lord is giving them strength today. So I decree this morning that we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ, and we are victorious through Jesus Christ. I decree this morning the devil is under our feet, and every financial mountain is removed from our lives. If you have a financial mountain, just trust the Lord to remove it. In the name of Jesus, speak to that mountain and it shall be removed. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours, and we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, the Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds feet, and he's putting us in a sure place. He's helping us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you will continue to love me back and give God the praise, the honor, and the glory on every situation and circumstance. Have a beautiful weekend. Come back on Monday. Bring somebody with you. Be safe out there. That's the thing. Be safe. And come back Monday just rejoicing in the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.